Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Let's talk about the speed cameras. ABC 7 running a series called Speed Camera Ticket Spike. Jason Knowles is on the ABC 7 I-team. He is a consumer investigative reporter. And Jason, I can't wait to see your report. Tell us first about the new law now in effect and what the old law was.
Good morning. Yeah, you know, and this is something probably top of mind as people are driving around for the holidays, and some people are home in Chicago who aren't from here. So what happened is in March, Chicago's law changed. A lot of people do know about this already, but we're going to review it again. What happened is drivers were starting to get ticketed just for going 6 miles per hour over the speed limit. So in the zone of 6 to 10 miles per hour over, you could be ticketed $35. Now, the old law was that drivers used to only get a speed camera fine if they were going 10 miles per hour over the limit. Those tickets were $100, and they still are. If you're going 10 miles or over the limit, those are $10. Mm-hmm. Or, excuse me, $100. But the tickets that are going 6 miles per hour to 10 miles per hour are $35. But you would be amazed not only how many people are getting these tickets, but how fast this $35 per ticket adds up for the city.
Yeah, and so was the big discovery that you guys made the number of tickets written?
Right, it's the number of tickets. So really, it's tripled when compared to the same time as last year. We're going to get really deep into the numbers tonight at 10, but, you know, that's a really big deal that the number of speed tickets overall has tripled, and you're going to be very surprised to see how many of those are going 6 to 10 miles per hour. And so this is the big thing. You know, I think most of the critics aren't saying that there shouldn't be speed cameras. I think most people that are angry or upset are saying that the 6 to 10 miles per hour over is really an overreach. Mm-hmm. You know, it's a moneymaker for the city. Mm-hmm. And one of the big arguments, I couldn't have said it any better myself, one of the drivers that we talked to said, would a cop pull me over really for going 6 to 10 miles per hour, or if you were going maybe 6 or 7 miles per hour over? Would a cop pull you over?
No.
I guess that's an interesting
question. No. And what does the city say in their defense?
Well, the city says it has been very, very persistent. They will not talk to us on camera. We did ask CDOT to talk to us on camera and the finance department to talk to us on camera. You know, really, they're just pointing to safety studies that they are saying justified the use and placement of all the speed cameras. Now, it's important to remember there are 162 cameras in several zones. They're spread throughout the city, so it is, you can see the map online too, and we're going to show it tonight. They are spread throughout the city, and they are only by parks enforced during park hours and by school zones enforced during the school hours or the school zone hours from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. And, you know, the city says it's about safety and that there has been a huge reduction in crashes when you compare it to other areas of the city, where actually all crashes have increased everywhere and serious crashes have increased everywhere. But they say the spots where they have speed cameras has not shown much of an increase at all. However, they do not have any studies at all pointing to this new 6 to 10 mile per hour rule.
Is anyone trying to get this law changed?
Yeah, Alderman Beal is trying to change this. So that's in the works potentially. He is trying to get it changed back to the original law of 10 miles per hour over. So, you know, even him, you know, he's against it, the 6 to 10, but he's just saying the 6 to 10 is an overreach, you know, because, you know, a lot of people think it's just a moneymaker.
Jason Knowles and ABC7's I-Team reporting Wednesday night at 10 o'clock. And you know what? I mean, we've all either gotten a ticket or been kind of freaked out by the sight of the camera or the flash of a light. And it's just a money-making venture for a lot of these towns, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, we've really done some extensive coverage as well on all the red light cameras, especially in the suburbs with those designated right-hand turns. Those are huge money makers too. So now we're starting to look at speed cameras, our next adventure.
Yeah, and you can't fight those tickets. You really can't, can you?
Well, you can dispute these tickets. I mean, I think
it's
from
hard.
What I know from my report.
Yeah, it's
so,
hard.
Yeah, it's hard. The red lights are easier. You could go to a court for the red light because, like, for a red light camera ticket, you can dispute. You know, you could say I stopped, and they'll actually look at it. For a speed camera ticket, I think it's a little bit harder because, you know, how are you supposed to say whether you were really speeding or not?
We'll be watching. Thanks, Jason Knowles. Yeah. Good talking to you.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Same to you.